Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jolene Smith, and she's a member of the Park and Rec Board. And good morning to you, Jolene.
Good morning, Lavon.
Jolene, there are a number of events going on around, and you have a special one coming right up, and we need to know what that is and where it is and when it starts and some of those basic things.
Okay, next Wednesday, October 3rd, we are having the Healthy Estate Walk that the governor promotes every year to get as many people as he can out walking. We're doing it at noon on October 3rd at Shellberg Lake number 3. We'll park in the west parking lot, and you can walk around Lake 1, 2, or 3.
And what are the distances in terms of if we choose which one we choose?
If you go clear around Lake 1 and Lake 3 and Lake 1, it's a mile and a half. If you just go around Lake 1, it's 3/4 of a mile. And if you go around Lake
add those
3,
up.
Yeah, add these up, around 3, and then off around the horseshoe again, it's a mile and 2/10.
Okay, so you can kind of choose whether you want a little bit shorter time, and depends on how fast you walk, because this isn't a race.
No, it's not a race. It's just a casual walk to enjoy the weather, and we will be out there, rain or shine. If it's raining, bring your raincoat and umbrella.
All right. Probably if it's lightning, you might take cover. But
yeah,
just
we
rain
might not.
To get out there, because it probably wouldn't be a cold rain. It would just still be really nice. Mm. Now, if you don't want to go there, or you can't get out there at noon, is this happening other places?
I don't know for sure what places in town. I think the courthouse might be doing one, and the hospital, and the Washington Elementary School, but I'm not positive on
sure.
those.
And you're not in charge of those. So.
No, I'm not.
but the point is, I think that it would be fun to just join in on the Healthy Estate Walk. This is not new to some people. It's going, oh, this is a new event. Actually, it's not.
No, last year we had the same thing. They walked from Hy-Vee to the hospital, and they had a lot doing that. I was out at Shellberg's doing it. I didn't have as many, but it was a start. So this year we're concentrating more on doing it at
yeah.
Shellberg's.
Well, I'm thinking there's a couple reasons that people weren't at Shellberg. One is just because they didn't know this was going on. But two, if people don't go out to that edge of town or haven't been hearing about what's going on, they're going, Shellberg, what's all that about? So how do we get there?
Well, we have just had DOT put up brand new signs on Highway 83 or 2nd Street, whichever, they're both the same, that point to Shellberg's on Buck Creek Road. And you go down Buck Creek Road and you get to the end of it and you make a left and curve around, and you're right in about in the parking lot of the west end of Lake 3.
So lots of things have been happening out there. Again, if you haven't been to that end of town, and if you haven't been there, I think you're going to be really surprised, and this would be a good time to come and see all that.
It would. The flower beds that we planted last year are blooming, and they are beautiful. Some of the plants died, but Saturday we are planting 2 butterfly gardens out there, and Roger has just done a tremendous job out there, keeping it mowed and clean and the trash picked up. And we're working on a campground that hopefully will get started this fall.
Okay, you say Roger, that's Roger Herring.
Roger Herring from
yes.
the Park and Rec Board.
Okay, who are the other members of Park and Rec?
And Stuart.
Jolene, go ahead. I was going to say, Jolene, you're one of the newer
yeah,
members.
I'm the newest member.
Yes.
Stuart Dusenberry, Mary Strong, Sandy Lances, and Charlie Hansen.
Okay, and so if you know any of these folks, you can always talk to one of you if you have some questions or suggestions or whatever. But, you know, I've seen you in the news a lot. I mean, this board is doing things now. It's not just let's meet and visit. You're out there doing stuff.
Yes, our last few meetings, we have picked a park to go to have our meetings at, and then Roger kind of shows us what he's done at the park, asks us for suggestions of what we would recommend him doing. So we have been to East Ridge Park, the City Park, Sunnyside Park. So we are looking at the parks to see what needs to be done.
And saying that, I'm thinking that a lot of us don't know all of the parks that are available and are out there for us.
I was surprised at all the parks because Roger kept talking about Pellet Park, and I finally had to ask him where it was because I didn't know where it was. And it is off of 18th Street, 18th and Chestnut Street. So I found out where that park was.
Okay. Is there a place, do you know, on like on the web that we can go and check to see where all the parks are?
That I don't know for sure. Okay. There probably is, but
yeah.
I'm not
well,
that
go to the City of Atlantic, and you know, if you have a computer, you probably can figure that out. But if it's not there, that's one of my recommendations, is to get that on.
Yes, or drive around town and look for parks.
Nice. These days, it's kind of nice to drive or get on your bicycle.
Bicycle or walk.
Yes, or walk. Let's go back to this a little bit more. The healthiest state. Of course, that was initiated, I don't know, a couple years ago, I guess. And it doesn't necessarily mean that everybody has to go to the gym or whatever, but it does include moving your body some.
Yes, it does. They want people to just get out and move. Governor Branstad started this in 2010, and at that time we were 19th in the healthiest state, and he wanted us to be number one. 2011, we ranked 16th, so I don't know where we'll be ranking this year. I hope we'll be closer to the top.
But that's
we're
quite
going
a jump.
Up.
Yeah,
we're
going in the right
up.
Direction.
So just get moving, get on your bike, walk, whatever, just to move and eat right and exercise, just everything to get a healthier body.
And get some good sleep. I think often we forget about that sleep is one of the really important things. And people say, I'm too busy to sleep. Well, it'll all catch up with you if you don't add sleep to that. And the other thing I think when we talk about just walking, you know, you don't need to run. It's just walking. Get out there and walking. You don't necessarily need to do that an hour at a time.
No, you can do it in little spurts of 10 minutes or 15. And I used to be a very fast walker, but with age, I am not that fast anymore. So it's not a competition. It's just getting out and moving your body.
And we get more and more research that says how important that is for all kinds of health issues to just get out there and walk. Getting out moving is great for if somebody is depressed. You know, I read somewhere, if you're depressed, at least get up and throw a pillow. I mean, just do something. But in this kind of weather, walking would be wonderful.
Yes. My husband's had heart surgery and back surgery, and the doctors both have said, walk, walk. That's your best exercise.
And it doesn't cost anything.
No, it's free, and you get to enjoy the outdoors, the beauty of the trees, the flowers, the sunshine.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, some people do walk year around. But some of us may get a little wimped out when it gets, you know, 10 below or something. But our city, and I know other places, have provided indoor places to walk also.
The Y is a good place to walk. And so I have to put this in. Last year, Roger kept the trail out at Shelburg scooped. So we did walk all year round out there. But you can go inside at the Y and walk around their track up there, which is very nice.
Mm-hmm. And the hospital has
the hospital has marked out. Yes,
so,
they do.
So look for places during when it does get cold. But in the meantime, we have quite a bit of time here that we could be outdoors. Now, when I asked you about how long these walks were on the scheduled one on Wednesday at Shelburg's, you gave me different mileage. And I don't know if those signs are up yet, but people are going to be able to see that.
The signs are going up soon.
Okay.
Yes. So if you go clear around, it should take you, depending on how fast you walk, 15 to 20 minutes.
Oh,
so you can pick. And if you want to go a shorter route, it would only take you 10 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
So you could just pick how long you want to walk.
And, of course, you don't need to wait for Wednesday, October 3rd, to do this anytime. Jolene, you know, you're out there walking. Do you see other people out there?
Oh, there are so many people using Shelburg's. It is just amazing. And just a little cleanup in the park and a little tender, loving care, and it has just blossomed into.
Okay. Now, is that walk paved or is this gravel?
No, it's an asphalt, and the new one around Lake One is concrete.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about stumbling on the gravel and all that kind of stuff.
No, and they're nice and wide, and we're working on going around Lake Two. Right now, it's just, I think, probably a mowed path around it, but eventually we'll get a walking path or bike riding Very path good. Around that too.
So if you want to join in on the Healthiest State Walk, remind us again where that's going to start, the one that you're organizing, and the time and the date.
Okay, it's Wednesday, October 3rd at noon on your lunch hour. Either come out and walk and eat your lunch, or eat your lunch and come out and walk. And we're meeting at Shelburg Lake number 3 in the west parking lot.
Okay, come out and enjoy Shelburgs and enjoy all of the sociability that goes on with that. And we want to thank you very much, Jolene Smith, for bringing us up to date on that and encouraging us to get out and walk. Next time, here is a thought. Let go of the things that can no longer be fixed. Holding on is being brave, but sometimes moving on makes you even tougher.